Thursday evening, so it's the BBC's news from elsewhere. BBC's monitoring team have been busy here in Caversham, conjuring up all sorts of goodies from around the world. Cassie Cavallaro is with me right now. Hello there, Cassie.
Hello, Phil.
Another busy week. The world showing what a remarkable place it is.
Yes, it never fails.
Yes. I will save the Chinese theme park very shortly, which is, it is remarkable. There's a remarkable story. I didn't realise how many languages you could write in Inuit.
Yes, it's a bit confusing, isn't it? Yeah. Well, they're trying to simplify it. So that's today's story.
Yes, because if you look at that, there's sort of signs obviously then written in Inuit writing, but they could be in several different languages, and so it could be quite confusing, really, couldn't
it? And you can spell the same word several different ways.
Oh, really?
More confusingly.
Snow.
exactly.
I think the most words for snow come from Scotland, remarkably, I
noticed.
Over
400, is it?
Yes, yeah. 400 and something. But we're off to Mexico, MasterChef.
We are, because in Mexico, there's a 67-year-old nun who's captured the hearts of television viewers. Sister Florinda Ruiz, or Sister Flora, she's known to her new fans, is competing in the first ever Mexican MasterChef, and she's through to the final six. So she's doing very well. Ordinarily, she works in the kitchen at her convent, which is in the city of Puebla in central Mexico. But she's taking part in the show because she's hoping to help pay off a debt that's owed by her congregation. They borrowed a lot of money from the bank in order to build a new school. The top prize is £1 million, which is about just over £38,000. But they need £7 million to repay the debt. So it's not going to solve everything, but she's hoping it'll deal with the most pressing financial worries. Now, Sister Floor, she's come close to being eliminated apparently more than once, but she's still going strong. Maybe a bit of divine intervention, who knows. And in a recent interview, she said the hardest part of filming was that she wasn't able to go to church every day and pray in peace. So filming's over now, but she isn't able to say whether or not she's won. Obviously, there's still some more episodes to air. But she does say in a recent interview that her sisters were excited to have her back because they had to do more cooking while she was gone.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it? So she's got some proper meals. And I wonder who the sort of Mexican equivalent of Greg Wallace and John Taroad are.
Oh, I don't know. I wonder if they have a sort of jokey one and a cheeky and a serious one in the same way.
One with hair, one without hair. Bulgaria, I notice, is a diving group creating an undersea art exhibition, which is quite something to see, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, they've submerged some Leonardo da Vinci masterpieces, not the real thing.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, hopefully not.
A reproduction.
Phew, that would certainly concern certain art galleries, I'm sure, if that was the case. But let us go to China, where it is quite remarkable, this theme park, isn't it? Yes.
Yes, so China is soon going to have an amusement park, which is dedicated entirely to British-themed teddy bears. So teddies dressed up in outfits of characters from either British history or fiction, in some cases. It's going to cover nearly 1,000 acres in an area just south of Beijing, and it's going to centre around a teddy bear museum, which sounds fun.
Right.
Costing £5 million, the whole project. It's being billed as a low-carbon teddy bear paradise because it's on this new town which is being designed to be environmentally friendly. And it's a partnership between a Chinese company and a British teddy bear manufacturer, and they're hoping to attract 250,000 visitors every year once it opens next year. And among the attractions, and this does sound fun, Phil, you'll be able to experience William Shakespeare's plays as interpreted by giant teddy bears. Who wouldn't want to watch that?
In Chinese, presumably.
Well, yeah, apparently. And apparently Chinese consumers are a huge market for these bears, which are in British outfits. They've got Beefeaters.
Yes.
They've got Robin Hood and the Queen. Do you know who the most popular bear is, though?
Oh, I don't know. Who is the most popular bear in China?
It's Sherlock Holmes' bear.
No.
Yes. Apparently because the British TV series Sherlock is so very popular over there.
Wow, isn't that stunning?
There we go. Book your tickets now.
I just want to see a load of bears dressed up, talking in Chinese, doing Macbeth. I mean, Scottish play, sorry.
Extraordinary. Yeah, there's quite an alarming picture on the story, if your listeners go and have a look, of these giant teddies wandering around at the announcement of this theme park.
Can I just say, it used to be in the olden days only in America. It seems to be only in China now, doesn't it? It really does.
China is pretty good at the moment.
I must admit, I was a bit disappointed this week.
Oh.
There were no Russian babushkas on news from elsewhere.
There weren't, but we did have a Russian toilet story.
Yes, I noticed that one, yes. Toilets on the Russian metro now.
One toilet.
Oh, that.
It's a trial. So if you're lucky enough to go through one station, then yes, you'll have a toilet on the platform.
Well, it must be a long wait. You must have to hold on very tight, if nothing else. Anyway, it's been lovely to see you again, Cassie.
You too,
and if you want to know more, more. How do you find more from BBC News from elsewhere?
You can go to bbc.com/news from elsewhere and you'll see all our stories there.
And have a look at those pictures of those bears. They are quite remarkable.
Very cute.
Have you heard
The Andrew Peat Show?